Dieser Podcast wird präsentiert von Hertha & Co., einem Unternehmen der Teneo-Gruppe, ihrem unabhängigen Finanzierungsberater für Unternehmen und Finanzinvestoren. Erfahren Sie mehr auf www.hertha-co.de. Spotlight von WhatsApp Corporate Finance, der Podcast on the go. Wir bringen für euch aktuelle Themen auf den Punkt. Heute begrüßt euch Isabella Alessa Bauer.
Providers such as Moonfare and Liquid granting private investors access to the asset class of private equity. This has made been possible by ELTIFs, European Long-Term Investment Funds, an initiative of the European Union. In 2024, the European Union revised the structure of these funds under ELTIF 2.0, significantly easing access for investors. In the high-yield asset class of private debt, however, providers offering such ELTIFs remain largely absent. But most recently, Zurich and Pemberton jointly launched a corresponding vehicle. So why this hesitation, and is it justified? I want to discuss that today with Pascal Missler from Pemberton. He has a much better grasp of the particularities of ELTIF structures than I do. And with that, welcome to a new episode of Spotlight. I'm Isabella Alessa Bauer. Pascal, it's so great to have you here, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Isabella. Thanks for inviting us to your podcast. Looking forward to go through all those, your questions.
Yeah, we've invited you and you're the first English episode, so I'm learning and I'm so glad that you took the time. Let's directly jump into the topic. In times of hesitant institutional investors, do ELTIFs have the potential to fill the private debt funding gap with retail demand?
Yeah, I'm really convinced about that. And if we think about globally, right, the level of asset under management are growing substantially. If you think in private debt, right, in 2024, and that's a PitchBook market research, there is about 3.3 trillion of assets in the private debt space. It is basically expected to grow to a 4.9 trillion of assets in 2029. So as you can see, there is quite a substantial growth in that space that are still available for future investors. And out of the 4.9 trillion, the thinking is about 2.5 trillion will be in closed-end structures. 2.4 trillion will be in actually evergreen structure. That, of course, includes ELTIFs as well.
But still, ELTIFs are possible for the asset class private debt, but they are rarely used. Why do you think is that?
I think it's linked to a couple points. One area, if you think about the broader asset class, right, private debt is still not very new, right, but it's still new in a wealth space. So the wealth channel sort of historically started by using equity, private equity, which is much simpler to understand and basically to invest. So private debt, well, private credit was always coming sort of a bit later in at a later stage for the wealth space. So that's one sort of delay of that. The second delay in terms of the ELTIF is that ELTIF has really very good benefits for investors. For GPs, if you think about this, right, it has to have to get into a certain target range that the customers want. And so previous versions of ELTIF were more complex in order to provide this range. So the new version ELTIF 2.0 actually allowed a higher leverage, which basically is allowing the GPs to provide better returns that are aligned with the demand of the investors. So that's sort of the two things, right? So new part of the wealth space, right? More education is needed for the investor to understand private debt. And then the last part is basically regulation has opened the capability for GPs to target the return of the demand of the investors.
Let's talk a little more about the regulation. In general, how do you evaluate the ELTIF instrument and to what extent do you welcome the European Union's revision now?
I totally welcome the European revision now. I think it's really part of the development of this asset class. It is really about understanding the asset class, modifying the regulation to adapt to the new situations. And basically, the European regulators have done a fantastic job of looking at this asset class, understanding it, and then basically adapting to the new demands of the markets so that investors are welcoming those products, and at the same time, GPs are able to provide products that are fitting the regulators.
Okay, then let's talk about your work. When and under what circumstances did you decide to launch a joint private debt ELTIF with Zurich?
Yeah, Zurich has been a long-standing client of Pemberton. Pemberton is actually about slightly more than 11 years old. We are one of the leading providers in European private credit, and therefore we really had many clients, and including Zurich. Zurich has been a long-standing client and relationship with us, and therefore it was sort of a part of a standard development of direct relationship that Zurich needed to sort of like find some solutions for their retail clients. And we immediately came in touch with them, discussed with them, and they've decided to develop a product. So it's a Zurich product. We have been actually allocated to be portfolio manager of that product. And so since last year, we've done that partnership in March last year, slightly more than a year, and we're very happy with that.
Okay, one last question. Who are ELTIFs generally an interesting investment option for in competition with public market investments?
Yeah, I think it's really, ELTIF has been designed for retail customers, retail investors, and that's basically the primary target. Everybody could get into an ELTIF, right? But that was originally the primary target. You have different levels. If you think about closed-end fund, it's one level. You have the UCITS Part 2, which is also a UCITS fund, but basically for professional investors. And then you have the ELTIF that has been designed for retail investors. And basically, if you look at why it's there, right, it's just basically helping those retail investors to diversify their portfolio and having access to a tool that has a better risk-adjusted return versus private fixed income. And so you're offering retail investors a capability to diversify their portfolio, having another way of getting returns, and that would actually very simply complete the portfolio or the fixed income portfolio allocation. So again, you know, if you're really simply thinking, it's diversifying the portfolio, which we all know diversification is key.
Yeah, so good instrument and all. Pascal, thank you so much for the insights, for explaining the stuff to us, and for your time, of course.
Thank you, and wishing you a fantastic day.
Dear listener, great to have you with us again, and see you next time.
Vielen Dank an Hertha und Co., einem Unternehmen der Teneo-Gruppe, für das Sponsoring der heutigen Folge. Mehr dazu auf www.hertha-co.de.
Musik, What's the Angle und What a Wonderful Day von Shane Ivers. www.silvermansound.com